This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Artist Chris Villillo is bringing a special performance to Southern Illinois this week. Oh Freedom Live commemorates the 50th anniversary of the Civil Rights Movement, and Villillo talked about its significance with our Kevin Boucher.
We have the internet, we have Facebook, we have social media, we have cell phones, and we have everything. We have small portable recorders. We can make music at our kitchen table if we'd like. With that as a backdrop, is there, with all of the tremendous social media, is there still room for traditional music and songs like you do as we approach the future and some of the issues that we are dealing with today?
Oh, absolutely. There are a couple of elements at play, and I noticed that at the point where the iPod began to happen, where music became isolated. It wasn't a group activity. It wasn't something you listened to on a speaker with other people in a room. It was your personal, exclusive thing. The disconnect began to happen. Prior to that, music was a socializing tool. It was something people did as a community. It was something they did as a way to create personal and social bonds. And they actually talk about how when people sing as a group, their heartbeats begin to syncopate. Their brain waves begin to syncopate. And it creates the social glue that we talk about as the things that hold society together. That, of course, has been attacked by the fact that music now is completely different the way we use it. It's consumed individually rather than as a group. But I am beginning to see a number of things that I think are really encouraging. Huge new growth of singer-songwriters. When I go to the folk music conferences these days, almost all of them are singer-songwriters, some better than others. But the idea is that there's a body, a huge body of people that are now embracing the idea of creating new music. I think that there's a special group of those people that are taking old-time musical styles, writing new songs, and hybridizing traditional music, keeping those elements alive, and I would consider myself among them, frankly. But keeping the tradition alive while moving it on farther down the road. Okay. And I am also beginning to see a lot of those people writing songs of protest now. I've been waiting for this for a number of years. There's been a few come up, but now it's becoming a lot more prominent. At the Grammys this year, several of the songs, Brandi Carlile's song, you know, oh my God, powerful piece. Several of the mainstream songs are actually protest songs about the times we're in, the social justice, urban decay, the very things that need to be spoken about. So I'm very, very encouraged by all of those things. And I think there is always going to be room for that. And I think we are looking at a very healthy growth in that area.
Sure. As an artist, as a singer-songwriter, a historian who does tireless research, do you think in your personal, professional career one day will you finally have had enough and say, well, I think I've done all I can to help change society's ills. I'm going to prop my feet up and never create anymore. I just have to ask.
Absolutely not. my wife retired a few years ago and has thrown the question out to me, and I've told her absolutely and in no uncertain terms, I'm already doing what I want to do. I'm not going to retire and do anything else. I may do it less as I get older, but this is exactly what I want to do. I'm always amazed at the long, strange journey that brought me to this place and the way that it happened, and yet looking back, it's exactly where I should have been. So I'm happy to be able to create and plan to keep creating until I just can't do it anymore.
All right. And the last question, I always like to end this. May the 10th, Johnny Logan College, Chris Villillo, Old Freedom, Songs of the Civil Rights Movement. Just a simple question. Why should somebody go to this show?
It's an entertaining show. It's an opportunity to see the Logan Choir and the high school choir engage. It's an opportunity to learn about the Civil Rights Movement. And like I said, the music is just incredibly powerful. But when you put a choir on stage with the band, it gets exponentially more powerful.
Sure.
So I hope that resonates with people and they get an opportunity to come out and see the show.
Chris Villillo performs Oh Freedom at John A. Logan College this Friday. You can get more information at WSIUnews.org.